Al, you're the veteran in point of service on this Tiger team now. Do your feelings change when something like that happens to you or not?
No, I haven't changed any. Although I'm the veteran in years with the ball club, I'm still one of the younger fellows on the club, I consider myself. But I'm very enthused about our ball club now, and I think we're going to do a real good job.
Well, this is a young ball club, Al. I think you hit it right on the head. You said you were a veteran in point of service, but still young. But looking at the outfield, I think Billy Bruton at 31 is the oldest one out there. You and Colavito still in your 20s, and the infield all the way around, real young ball club. And I think, as you said, this is going to be a good ball club for a long time to come.
Well, I feel so, and I think all of our players are thinking that way, too. And I know that we have a type of ball club that will be an exciting ball club. It will be a real interesting ball club to watch. And I know we're going to be given 100% all the time, just like we did last year.
Absolutely.
Al, you're one of the top base runners in the American League. Do you feel like you're going to run a little more this year, or as much, or less, or have you got any ideas about that?
Well, I like to run a little more. I feel that it helps the ball club. It gets the other team nervous, and I think you win ball games by taking some chances. And I know with the speed that we have on our ball club, we can make the other team make mistakes, and if we can do that, then we're going to win a lot of ball games.
It seemed like by the time the Yankees came out to the West to play us, or we were in the East to play them, they had about a 9-game lead. They had a record of something like 19-2 or 25-5, you know, to start the year. Now this year, the Yankees are coming out West and open with us, and they're going to play Cleveland, Chicago, and a few of those teams. A little better balance, and don't you think that'll prevent them from getting off to that flying start?
Well, I think so, George. Just like you said, that after they finished the trip around the East, we were always trying to catch up. The other teams were trying to catch
always.
The Yankees all the time. And it seemed, ever since I've been with the ball club, it's always been Cleveland, Chicago. And I mean, we were you have to be lucky to beat those guys to get off to a good start. And now that we start in the East playing Washington, and maybe we can get off to a good start, and the Yankees may be trying to catch us.
How about the young fellas, Al, on this team? You think we've got some pretty good prospects?
Oh, yes. We have some real fine ball players, and I tell you, this ball club is going to have a real great future because we have some outstanding young prospects. And of course, like George said, we got a young ball club as it is, and if we can get a few more to make the club and do a real good job for us, you know, we're going to be tough for a long time.
You know what the kids are hollering, Ernie, down here? They're hollering about this young ball club. They say, look, we're coming up through this farm system. We're young. We've had good years, and here we get to the parent ball club. And who's going to take Kaline's place, or Cash, or Colavi? Not just this year, but next year,
yeah.
Or the next. It's going to be real tough. But this farm system is beginning to produce. And as Al said, I've been coming to spring training with the Tigers for a number of years, and I've never seen so many good-looking young ballers, especially pitchers. Boy, we've got some that can hum that ball.
Well, I feel if you're going to win the pennant, you're going to have to win it through your own system, man. I mean, you might go out and get a player or two, but the overall strength of your ball club is going to come up through your farm system. And I think our farm system is really starting to click now, and we got some outstanding ball players.
There's no doubt about that. You're talking about farm system now. That people say the Yankees buy pennants. The Yankees buy key men, as you said right there. They might need one fellow for this position or that, and they go out and get him. But they get him by trading guys that's come up through their farm system, and they've got this system producing year after year and coming up with these top players. You don't buy a pennant.
Al, do you think the fact that these two new teams that expanded into the American League last year are now in their second year might even up the race a little more than it did last season?
I feel it will, Ernie. I feel by the progress that they made last year, I thought they did an outstanding job of coming up with fairly good ball clubs. And I feel with a year now that they have experienced players, and I think they're going to be a little tougher, and it's going to be a tougher race all the way around.
Well, we're looking forward to a great year, Al, for you and for the Tigers, and we want to wish you all the luck in the world and, of course, to the ball club, and hope you'll come back and be on with us many times.
Well, Ernie, I enjoyed it, and I like to say that I hope this is the year of the Tigers.
Wonderful. Now, this is Ernie Harwell along with George Kell saying so long, and we'll see you on our next Tiger warm-up.